Good morning. It's April 16th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a sobering reminder of the paramount importance of safety on film sets, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer for the movie Rust, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the involuntary manslaughter of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins in a tragic incident that shook the entertainment industry in 2021. The sentencing follows a heart-wrenching event where Alec Baldwin, holding a revolver thought to be safe, discharged a live round, resulting in Hutchins' death and also injuring the director. This case has cast a long shadow over Hollywood's safety practices, sparking a widespread call for change. The judge's remarks to Gutierrez-Reed were stern, focusing on her lack of remorse and her critical role in turning what should have been a harmless prop into a lethal weapon. This statement underscores the gravity of the negligence displayed on set. Meanwhile, Alec Baldwin, who played a direct role in this tragedy by firing the weapon, faces his own battle with the legal system. His trial for involuntary manslaughter is set for July, promising to be a pivotal moment in this ongoing saga. The trial has peeled back the curtain on a culture of negligence and inadequate safety measures that allowed such a catastrophe to occur. It's a stark revelation that has prompted urgent discussions about the need for stricter safety protocols in filmmaking. As the industry grapples with the fallout from this incident, the call for enhanced safety measures grows louder, aiming to ensure that such a preventable tragedy never happens again. In a striking showcase of cross-media influence, Amazon Prime Video's Fallout TV series has ignited a remarkable surge in player numbers for the Fallout video game series, particularly noticeable on Steam. This phenomenon underscores the powerful impact visual media can have on video game franchises, drawing both new players and veterans back into the post-apocalyptic world of Fallout. The series has particularly rejuvenated interest in Fallout 4 and Fallout 76, both of which have seen the largest spikes in concurrent players. Not to be left behind, the original classics, Fallout and Fallout 2, have also climbed their way up Steam's top-selling games chart, proving the enduring appeal of the series' roots. The resurgence of the Fallout games is not just a fleeting moment, it's expected to continue growing, especially with the anticipation building around the next-gen update for Fallout 4 and the upcoming release of the Fallout London mod. Bethesda, the developer behind the Fallout series, has confirmed that Fallout 5 is in its long-term plans. However, fans should temper their excitement with patience, as a release date seems to be a distant prospect. Meanwhile, the TV series has not only been a hit among viewers, boasting a 93% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but it has also sparked renewed interest in the Fallout universe. Discussions have been rekindled about long-standing mysteries and the future of the series, with the show even hinting at possible Season 2 news and in-game Easter eggs. Overall, the Fallout TV series has not only been a critical success, but has also generated significant buzz and fan engagement within the gaming community. As fans eagerly await further developments, both in terms of the next installment in the game series and the potential continuation of the TV series, it's clear that the Fallout universe remains a vibrant and compelling world for both gamers and viewers alike. In a moment that captured both the spirit of defiance and the ongoing conversation about respect in the entertainment industry, Ted Lasso star Hannah Waddingham turned a potentially disheartening incident into a powerful statement at the 2024 Olivier Awards. Her response to a male photographer's misogynistic comment not only showcased her personal strength, but also echoed a broader call for dignity in interactions. Hannah Waddingham, celebrated for her captivating performance at the Olivier Awards, found herself in an unwelcome spotlight when confronted by a disrespectful comment from a photographer. This wasn't the first instance of Waddingham addressing inappropriate behavior head-on. She has previously made headlines for refusing to comply with a request to blow a kiss at an event, demonstrating her commitment to maintaining boundaries. The incident swiftly took a turn, as Waddingham firmly told the photographer, "Don't be a dick, otherwise I'll move off," before walking away to applause from those present. This act of standing up to sexism was met with immediate support from onlookers and later from fans online, turning the moment viral. Waddingham's actions were not just about the moment, but reflected her larger stance on confronting and calling out sexism, a topic she has been vocal about. Despite facing criticism in some quarters, Waddingham's career trajectory continues to ascend. With an Emmy win for her role in Ted Lasso under her belt, and upcoming roles alongside heavyweights like Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and Tom Cruise, her professional achievements speak volumes. Yet it's her off-screen moments, like the recent stand at the Olivier Awards, that underscore her influence beyond her acting prowess. Hannah Waddingham's refusal to accept disrespect, coupled with her advocacy against sexism, highlights a crucial narrative in today's entertainment landscape. In a move that's sure to electrify fans of gaming and cinema alike, Sega has announced 2024 as the year of Shadow the Hedgehog, promising an exciting lineup that includes a star-studded Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie. With Keanu Reeves set to bring the iconic Shadow to life, the anticipation is already sky high. The movie is slated for a U.S. release on December 20, 2024, marking a significant date for fans to circle on their calendars. Yet, in a tantalizing move, no footage of Shadow's appearance in the film has been released, keeping the intrigue at a peak. Adding to the Sonic universe, Idris Elba will lend his voice to Knuckles in a spin-off TV show on Paramount Plus, set to premiere on April 26. This expansion showcases Sega's ambition to deepen the Sonic lore, bringing beloved characters to the forefront in new formats. Furthermore, Sega isn't stopping at films and TV shows. A remastered version of Sonic Generations, featuring extra content focused on Shadow the Hedgehog, is set to release this autumn. This game aims to refresh a classic with modern touches and new adventures. Sega's strategy mirrors an Avengers-level event, hinting at a larger plan to expand the Sonic franchise into a multi-platform universe that could include more films and game releases. Keanu Reeves's involvement is a testament to the franchise's growing allure, crossing over from gaming into mainstream entertainment. Besides voicing Shadow, Reeves is also gearing up for a busy schedule with a return as John Wick in a 2025 spin-off and a role in the upcoming comedy Good Fortune. Sega's ambitious vision for Shadow the Hedgehog and the Sonic universe signals a new era of entertainment, blending gaming, cinema, and television in an unprecedented way. In a striking moment at Coachella, Kesha took the stage during Rene Rapp's set, delivering a bold statement through her music. Altering the lyrics of her hit song TikTok, she directly criticized P. Diddy amid a swirl of serious allegations against him, marking a significant public stance. This act of defiance comes against the backdrop of multiple accusations against Diddy, including physical and sexual abuse, harassment, trafficking, and an ongoing federal sex trafficking investigation. Kesha's decision to change her song's lyrics is not the first time she's distanced herself from Diddy. She previously removed a reference to him following allegations made by his ex-girlfriend. Kesha's own history with legal battles over sexual assault claims adds layers to her statement. She accused producer Dr. Luke of drugging and raping her, a lawsuit that was settled last year, making her public denouncement of Diddy at Coachella all the more poignant. The timing is noteworthy, with Homeland Security recently raiding Diddy's homes as part of a sex trafficking probe. These developments come as Diddy faces professional repercussions, including losing brand deals and stepping down as CEO of Revolt. Amid these heavy revelations, Coachella also celebrated music and performance, with Rene Rapp delivering a passionate set and surprise appearances from stars like Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, and Billie Eilish. Kesha's moment on stage, however, underscored a powerful message of solidarity and awareness in the face of allegations that have rocked the entertainment industry. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.